And this is a question that came in via email. This is from Keith. And he writes, with all the talk about the city needing to raise revenues to cover future expenditures, I believe the city also needs to simultaneously look at ways to reduce its spending. And my question to the candidates is, what, if any, are your suggestions for reducing the city's expenditures in both the near and long terms? And again, that's a question for Keith. And this one goes first to Orion.
Well, we need to start out by creating a public dialogue about which services the public is willing to pay for, because that's what it comes down to, is what do people got to pay fees to have city services? And the cities, you know, the cities of Sitka is in a pretty unique position, being isolated as we are, in that the city and borough provides a lot of services that are normally privately contracted out to private organizations. So a lot of those services that come, and then the way you pay for those services is through fees and taxes. So if the public is not willing to pay those fees, then the services will either have to be privately contracted or become defunct.
And so you feel that needs to be just more of a community conversation about what could be cut.
Correct.
Got it. And Mim, what are your thoughts on that? Things, expenditures that we might be able to cut as a city.
Well, the report that we're supposed to be receiving, it was either today or tomorrow, I believe, from the study that was done for the municipality. And so they came in and looked at everything about the city operations. And so they're going to be reporting back to us about where there can be efficiencies. And so, you know, I don't know yet what the results are. So I'm looking forward to seeing that report, though. And there will be a lively discussion, I'm sure, about that at a future assembly meeting or a work session when we go over the report results. So, I'm fine with efficiencies. I think it's important to do that. You know, looking for places where you can cut. I think that has been happening in the city government the whole time I've been involved, either on the assembly or as mayor, because the recession hit and the revenues for the city have just gone down. And so there have been cuts every year, you know. And so sometimes we end up with some money at the end that ends up going back in. But as has been talked about a lot recently, the reason why that's been happening is because we haven't been funding infrastructure enough. So, you know, our roads are sorely in need of repair. We need to come up with $2.8 million to keep up with what we have. And so, Orion is right. I think there needs to be more of a dialogue about what people want. You tend to just hear from a few people, and the ones that are not shy about speaking out, and you just are left kind of wondering, well, what do the other people think? And so you end up really finding out at the poll when you put forward a proposition for like a raising a tax or something. And Sitka's done that numerous times over the past 26 years. Now and then, either sales tax or property tax, and we have increased some sales taxes, but not property taxes, in 26 years. So that's where I hear from the public when they say, "Nope," but we don't get to hear, "Well, okay, so you don't want to spend any more money, but what do you want to give up? What service do you want to not have?" And so that's the difficult one. That's a really hard one to answer. So what I've been, once again, thinking about is, it seems like this comes around this time of year, every year. And what I've been wanting to do, there's a couple different options. One is to, you know, we've done a lot of strategic planning over the last couple of years, or even more than that, I think, actually. Most of the time I've been involved on the assembly. And at different times we've tried to find a way to get the public more involved. And so it would be, there's been some talk about having some kind of a public forum to have this conversation. But I'm not sure what it would look like. I haven't, figured that part out yet. But I do think that we will be having some strategic planning going on at the assembly level. And I did get some more interest from people today to be on the strategic planning commission. And so we're getting closer and closer to five people for that.
And
so,
just to clarify, the Strategic Planning Commission would be to look at different sources of revenue specifically for infrastructure?
That would be something they would be tasked to do, or to also look at revenues and the efficiencies question. You know, okay, if we need more money, how do we bring it in? Do we raise taxes or do we cut? And if we cut, what do we cut? You know, just kind of look into the big picture.
And again, the number to call if you have questions for the candidates is 747-5877. They're here taking your questions. And you can also email them to news@kcaw.org or a comment on our Facebook page.